In Italy, a heated debate has erupted over an old Vatican policy. Just after World War II, the Vatican decreed that Jewish children who had been sheltered by French Catholics should not be handed back to their families automatically. A newly discovered document has brought the policy to light, and as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, it has rekindled disputes over the wartime role of Pope Pius XII, one of the thorniest issues in Catholic-Jewish relations.
An Italian daily recently published a 1946 Vatican directive instructing French Catholic authorities not to hand baptized Jewish children back to their parents. For Catholics, baptism means belonging to the Church. As for non-baptized children, the directive said the Church would deal with each request on a case-by-case basis. The directive, approved by Pope Pius XII, contained no reference to the Holocaust. Amos Luzzatto, president of the Union of Italian Jewish Communities, said the document left him speechless.
I was astonished. It shocked me. These were children sent to the convents in order to be saved while elder persons were taken away to Auschwitz, to the camps, to be killed. You have nothing to say about that. Is it possible?
In 1946, the papal ambassador to France was Angelo Roncalli, who was later to become Pope John XXIII. Previously, he had been in Istanbul, where he helped thousands of Jewish refugees from all over Europe escape to Palestine and other destinations by issuing fake baptismal certificates. Catholic historian Alberto Meloni, who first made public the Vatican directive, believes Roncalli, who had seen the effects of the Holocaust, quietly ignored the Vatican's instructions.
He saw the absurdity of this chilling bureaucratic theology that felt after World War II that a topic like this could be treated like a normal topic of Vatican bureaucracy.
Meloni cites an earlier diary entry of Angelo Roncalli.
In October 41, he went to an audience with Pius XII, and the Pope asked to him, "What does the world say about my silence on the Germans' behavior?" And this is, for us historian, the smoking gun on the fact that what Pius XII did was not necessity. It was a choice. The choice was the choice of silence.
The Vatican has repeatedly claimed that Pius XII did not speak out more forcefully against the Nazis because he was afraid of making things worse for both Jews and Catholics. Cardinal Walter Kaspar, who heads the Holy See Commission for Religious Relations with Jews, urges caution in judging past Vatican policies.
We cannot judge on the basis of what we know today. There are things we didn't know in the 50s and 40s. The Holocaust changed everything. Before, nobody could have imagined such a terrible injustice could have been possible.
Historian Meloni believes the storm raised by the Vatican directive is a sign of a battle within the Catholic Church as the papal succession approaches. There are conservative Catholics who believe John Paul II has gone too far in making concessions in the dialogue with Jews. Historian Meloni cites the argument they make.
Are you not surprised if sooner or later somebody will say John Paul II went to the Western War, John Paul II asked forgiveness, John Paul II visited the synagogue, John Paul II said that the Jews are our elder brothers. It's enough. What do they want? Let us proclaim the sainthood at Pius XII and it's over.
If they want to do it, they have the power to do it.
Italian Jewish leader Amos Luzzatto.
But it will leave a trace. Some trace will remain in the relationships between us and them.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
And you can read the 1946 Vatican Directive at our website, npr.org.